Thank you for calling our top five. My name is Bianca. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm just calling to do a check with you guys, see if you can beat what I currently got going with Spectrum, who I can't stand.
Okay, so you wanted to know about our pricings?
Well, yeah. I want to compare, see what the difference is.
All right, so we do have two different plan options right now that we have available. We have a 1 gigabyte plan and we have a 2 gigabyte plan. Our 1 gigabyte plan is $79.99 a month, and we have a 2 gigabyte plan that is $89.99 a month. One second. Now, you can also get $10 off that $79.99 or that $89.99 by signing up. I'm sorry, $99.99. It'll be $89.99. Let me start over. So we have the 1 gigabyte plan. That's $79.99. It is $69.99 if you sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. With your routing and account number. So it'll be $69.99 a month for a 1 gigabyte plan. For a 2 gigabyte plan, it's $99.99 a month. And it's $89.99 a month if you sign up for paperless and auto pay with your bank and with your routing and account number.
So what does that mean? After you go to 1 gigabyte, then the speed drops down?
No, it doesn't. It's 1 gigabyte, that's upload and download speed. That's consistent speeds. So it's not Spectrum. Okay. Spectrum is more through the cable, so to speak. I think they have some fiber connections at certain locations, but
I hate dealing with them.
Yeah, it's better than Spectrum, to in my honest opinion. I wish I could get it, but we're not serviced with Archtop just yet. But it's upload and download speed, so it's consistent both ways. And that's not what Spectrum offers.
So I saw something that it said that you can add a phone on. Now, what's the charge for the phone?
To add a phone line is $24.99 a month.
It's the same price as Spectrum then.
Oh, okay, yeah, it could, but the speeds are definitely better. The reliability is way, way better.
Well, yeah, because I keep getting ads and stuff and that from you guys in the mail and everything.
Right, and I could definitely check to see when we will be available in your area if we're not already available in your area. If you're just okay. And I definitely would prefer Archtop over Spectrum just because Spectrum speeds aren't reliable, and with fiber internet service, it's consistent upload and download all the time. So it's not dropping the speeds. It's not, 1 minute is this and the next minute is this. It's always going to be consistent.
Well, my thing is, I really can't complain about the speed right now, but the price, that's a different story.
Right.
So, I'm not really having a problem with their speed because they've been the Walmart of the internet thing where I live just because they were the only option available.
Right. I definitely understand.
So, and
that's the same case for me. That's the same case for me. Like I said, I wish if I could switch to Archtop, I definitely would personally, but it's not available in my area, so I'm still having to deal with Spectrum myself.
Well, I'm interested.
Definitely. When you're ready, just give us a call. I'd be more than happy to get you started.
I'm ready currently. I wanted to figure out what it's going to be per month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the prices, it's a flat rate price. Of course, there are no contract fees now. You will be locked into a 2-year price guarantee. So even if the service prices did change here in the near future, you will not be affected by those prices. Unless, of course, the prices are better. But, for some odd reason it goes up, then you won't be affected by those prices. You do have a 2-year price guarantee.
Could you, well, I know you can't do taxes, but could you give me, like, an idea what it would be if I did the 1 gigabyte and then the phone, what it would be per month?
No, I can't give you the taxes on the phone, but for the internet, it'll be the $79.99. It'll just be that flat rate.
So that's the $79.99, and that's before the whole ad and then for the routing number and all that. And then it's $24 for the phone?
Yes, that's correct. But I can't give you, I'm not sure about the fees, because I know depending on the area, if taxes would apply, but in most cases, I don't think they do apply. I think it'll just be a flat rate as well with the phone service. So it'll just be the $79.99.
Yeah, and that's, and then it would be $69.99 after you get that whole adding.
Right. So the only taxes that may apply is if it comes to the phone. But in most cases, it really won't, because it's still using the same service. It's still connected through the ONT, like your Wi-Fi services. But for your Wi-Fi services, it's just a flat rate.
So as far as the spectrum goes, the only thing I'd have to do with them is just give them their equipment back.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, if you're ready to sign up today, we can definitely start to and get you scheduled. Now, scheduling does take about 5 days for you to be put on the schedule to get your services installed.
Okay. I'm interested.
If it is already available. Okay, perfect. Well, let's get started. And what's your first and last name?
My first name is Jess. My last name is Myers, M-Y-E-R-S. First name is Jess, J-E-S-S.
Jeff. Okay, Jeff. When people say Jeff, all I could think about is the YouTube guy, little
wow.
Puppet.
I'm not
talking. And what's your house number?
Well, this is my cell number, but yeah, I'm just the only phone number I use.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. This
yes,
is my cell number.
No, your
that's
house number.
That's my cell number, but that's the only thing I use.
No, I mean like your address. What's your address?
Oh. Okay.
You said 28?
Yeah, 28. Mm-hmm. Number 28. Country Club Drive.
Okay. Zip code?
And that's in Mount Marion, New York. Zip code 12456.
And you said Country Club Drive?
Yes.
And is this for home or business?
It's home.
All right, and you're interested in the 1 gigabyte plan?
Yes.
And do you need any Wi-Fi extenders?
What do you mean Wi-Fi extenders?
It depends on how big your home is. You have like a one-story flat, like a medium-sized home.
Yeah, it's a ranch. It's one story. It's everything's on the same floor. So
okay.
I mean, we have right now we have one modem and one router. So
okay, perfect. And you are interested in the phone line, correct?
Yeah, because I use it. I have a fax. So if not, I don't have a fax.
Okay. And would you like to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
All right, what's that phone number?
That's a good question. Hold on. let's see. The number is 845-217-5265.
All right, so I have 845-217-5265.
Correct.
There's no way I could choose a phone number, is there?
I am not sure about that. I can inquire about it, and someone from that department will contact you back. But I can definitely put it on here to say that you want to select your own number. Okay.
Yeah. Because I have a number in mind.
Okay. And I'll definitely put that here to see if it's something you can do. And do you need any telephone jacks in your home?
No, because like right now, I mean, I don't know how your thing works, but right now it gets plugged into, that's right. You're not through cable. You're through, fiber.
Yeah. If you already have like an ONT we'll have our own ONT, so it'll be installed the same way, but if you need additional phone lines, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't need anything additional now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so tired of dealing with Spectrum. You have no
I
idea.
I definitely understand.
You have no idea. I've cursed them out before. And actually, that's not right because it's just a representative. It's somebody that works for them. They can't help their company sucks. But...
Yeah, trust me, I've been on the same train as you, but my problem has been with my connection dropping. It's not consistent. One minute it's, the speed, and then next minute it's giving me 10 megabytes. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't do this.
Yeah, we were having that problem, too, and then I had to pick a higher price. We had to pick a higher price thing with Spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So now... I'm paying $99.99 a month for the 1 gigabyte type thing with you guys, with them. Then I'm paying another $24 for the phone, and then I'm paying whatever taxes they throw in there. So at the end, I'm paying like about $140 a month because I don't have cable through them because, like I said, I can't stand them. And I actually wound up going out and buying a Roku, and I've been streaming stuff. Because I can't stomach dealing with them. It's a pain. I was paying almost $300 a month for something that I'm really not even home that much to watch. And my kids, they don't really watch TV. They watch all their stuff on their tablets. So it was pretty much just like throwing money in the trash.
Right, I definitely understand. But I'm going to let's see, one second here. So I have a quick question. Okay, so never mind. It added it in here. I have it. Okay, never mind. All right, so your monthly bill will be $104.98.
I think that's before the $10 off?
Yeah, that's before the $10 off.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that'll work out great.
All right, and what is your address? Can you confirm your service address for me?
It's 28 Country Club Drive, Mount Marion, New York, 12456.
All right, and do you own or rent this property?
I own.
And how is your utilities fed into your home? Like your power, is it overhead, underground?
There's a line from a pole, but I'm actually solar.
Okay, wow. So
yeah.
Would you prefer through the air or under the ground?
You could, the easiest thing would be to just do it overhead, from a pole.
Okay.
I mean, I'll just do it that way because I don't want to be digging and, all that stuff.
Right, I understand. All right.
And I think because they've been here where I, in the development that I live in, they've been here running lines, so.
Yeah. All right. It is where you live, the same as your billing address?
Yes. Yep.
All right, so I have your address. It's 28 Country Club Drive, Mount Marion, New York, 12456.
28 Country Club Drive, Mount Marion, New York, 12456, yes.
Perfect. All right, and spell your first name. I know you said Jeff, J-E-F-F, and your
yep.
last name?
Myers, M-Y-E-R-S.
M-Y-E-R-S.
Yeah,
and
like Michael.
Your, yeah. And your email address?
Is that needed?
It's not needed per se, but that is how you sign up for your eCare account in the Archetype.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So it's the letter J, my last name, M-Y-E-R-S, 0509. @gmail.com.
Now signing up for email services, then you know you will get like the promotional and the all the other types of email. So I would say once you set up your eCare account and you have your account set up, then you could just unsubscribe. And then you won't get all of those different messages, but at least have your email for now. Just until you can get all of that set up.
Sounds good.
All right. All right, and a good phone number for you?
The phone number I have here that I call on you from, 845-681-3229.
And how would you like to be contacted, by phone, email, or text?
Probably by phone.
Okay.
Because I don't look at my phone that much.
All right. Now, do you agree to receive phone calls? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Actually, do it through text because
if
I don't have your number saved or I don't have the number saved that's calling me, it's going to go right to
you. You ain't
going to
answer it. Yeah, that's me. All right, now it says by opting into text messages, Archetype Fiber can notify customers via messages with important information like install appointment updates about order status and billing updates. By opting to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Rest assured, you will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless authorized. You can choose to opt out at any time through the account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Messages and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yeah, the text messaging is fine.
Perfect. All right, you're interested in the 1 gigabyte plan and standard phone line. All right. Now, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We do need a few pieces of your information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check by doing so. You will automatically require to be paid a $50 deposit. Which one are you wanting to do today?
You can do the soft credit check. That's fine.
All right.
Hold on 1 second. I got a beep. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
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 Yes, I'm still here. My page is loading. Give me one moment.
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
So with the credit check, you're gonna run my social?
Yes.
I don't wanna do my social on the phone, no offense.
Okay, no, it's definitely I understand. So
and I don't wanna pay $50 for something with, you know, my credit's
right.
Not bad.
Right, I definitely understand. Now, you do have the option if you want to just sign up for the services. You can do it online, or you can go into the local office if you're near it, if you want to just do it in person, if you're not comfortable doing it over the phone.
Well, I don't like giving my social out. That's the thing. Is there another option?
No, sir. That's the only option we have.
All right, then I'm going to have to set it up through the phone then. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. And I do want to thank you for calling the Arch Top. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.